While there are growing calls for a national royal commission, a senior barrister says the scale of the problem is so large that a single inquiry may not be the best way to go. Andrew Morrison, SC, from the Australian Lawyers Alliance, says it would be more realistic and effective for each state and territory to hold their own inquiries. Victoria is already investigating allegations of systemic child abuse, and New South Wales, as we heard, has announced a special commission of inquiry. Dr. Morrison has told AM's Brendan Trembath that a national inquiry would cost tens of millions of dollars and have to deal with an enormous amount of paperwork.
It would be a very good thing in many ways, but the scale of the problem, the resources involved, I think there are some 34 Roman Catholic dioceses in Australia. All of their records are going to have to be examined. Other church records, that is, Anglican, Salvation Army, Uniting, and others may also become involved as well, because although the Catholic Church is the dominant problem, overwhelmingly, there have been examples in other churches as well.
What sort of cost are you talking about when you decide to have a royal commission or a commission of inquiry into something substantial like this?
At the very least, you're talking tens of millions of dollars. You're talking about someone being paid to conduct the inquiries. It's going to be generally a pretty senior lawyer, often an ex-judge, sometimes a current judge. You're going to be talking about a staff assisting the inquiry, usually led by a senior counsel and with one or two junior counsel and some solicitors. You're going to be talking about administrative staff. You're going to be talking about huge numbers of records.
How do you draw a line? How far back do you realistically go? Obviously, many of these claims go back decades.
Yes, I think in many ways it doesn't matter when the claim arises from. For example, in the Trevorrow case in South Australia, the claims arose in the 1950s. In one that I was involved in, it was the early 1960s in South Australia. But that institution in South Australia, Salvation Army one as it happened, had a record of abuse of children and of complaints going back to the 1940s and going right up until the institution closed in the 1980s. So I don't think you need to look at the time period. The question is, in many ways, dealing with the culture of cover-up and dealing with what, if anything, has been done. So that, for example, if I were conducting inquiry, I would simply ask in each diocese of the Roman Catholic Church for them to produce all their Towards Healing or Melbourne Response documents. And you will find there will be thousands upon thousands of complaints of sexual abuse which the church has investigated. For the most part, investigated very thoroughly. Their investigators are pretty decent people. What then happens is the problem. The problem is those investigators' reports are seen by very senior members of the clergy and nothing is done, and that's where the buck should stop.
So should the likes of Cardinal Pell give evidence in an inquiry?
That would be a matter for whoever conducted such an inquiry.
And could you take it even further? Could you go right to the top? Could you go as far as Rome?
There would be enormous difficulties about extraterritorial jurisdiction. We know, of course, of several cases in which abusive priests have been moved to Rome or have fled to Rome and are being protected there.
Senior Counsel Andrew Morrison from the Australian Lawyers Alliance speaking there with AM's Brendan Trembath. And AM contacted Australia's senior Catholic, the Archbishop of Sydney, George Pell, but he was unavailable for comment.